Item 16 was deferred, so we're on item 17 with the equally patient Mr. Patrick. And item 17 is PR 2021-5657, preliminary final plat SD 2021-192 for Laura Durr at 608 and through 616 Autumnwood Place Southeast. Go ahead and give us an update, or Mr. Patrick.
Okay, do you want to, do I need to swear in?
Yes, thank you. I'm getting tired. Go ahead and give us your name, address, and swear you in.
Sure. Tom Patrick, Community Sciences Corporation, P.O. Box 1328, Corrales, New Mexico, 87048.
Do you swear from to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, and give us an overview. This looked familiar because we've done a sketch plat on it, but this is actually your first official application on this, so.
Yes, we're making application for a preliminary final plat. The owners of lots 7, 8, and 9 want to eliminate lot 8, draw a new line, and just wind up with two new lots, 9A and 7A. And they already have approval for the sidewalk variance. I don't believe that's an issue any longer. And there was a public neighborhood meeting about that. And we received the official notice of decision for that. Other than that, I stand for any questions that the board may have.
Okay. And Mr. Patrick, remind me this, it was a sidewalk waiver to not install a sidewalk?
That's correct.
Okay. And so that's actually called a waiver, a DRB waiver. Just have to get our nomenclature straight between what we do and what the ZHE does. So, okay. And then let's go to the public. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 17 on Autumnwood Place Southeast? Please raise your hand now or speak up. I don't see anyone, so let's go to board comment. Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Good afternoon, Tom. We have no objections. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
This is Charles Maestas with code enforcement. We have no comments or objections.
Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Somerfield, Parks and Rec. No comments or objections.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Please provide either a diagram showing existing drainage flow patterns are contained on the new lots, or provide a cross-lot drainage easement with maintenance responsibilities and beneficiaries called out. Please note an approved grading and drainage plan will be required prior to building permit if any of these conditions are met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed structure, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
This is Tom Patrick. Thank you. Prior to submittal, we submitted a flow diagram to hydrology in order to get their signature on the DRWS form. So would that flow diagram satisfy your requirement?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I would have to look at it. Now, does the flow diagram show that flows will not be crossing the proposed lot line?
They do not have, there's no difference from the existing lot, but it does go across the existing lot line, but there is also a drainage easement from lot 7 across lot 8 and through lot 9, which handled the main flow off of lot 7.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. The reason I bring this up, and whenever lots are redivided this way, if flows cross from one lot to the next, even if it's not a problem, if it's always done this, we need a cross lot drainage easement, because in the future, what happens is lot 9 comes back and says lot 7 is draining onto their property and they want us to do something about it. We can't. So the easiest thing to do would just be add a cross lot drainage easement on the plat for this.
Right. So that would be a cross lot drainage easement benefiting lots 7A and 9A and granted by this plat.
Correct.
All right. I can add that. Thank you.
Transportation.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the proposed action.
Planning.
This is Nike Gould. So as we discussed earlier, DRB approved a sidewalk waiver for this project on August 18th. Please add the application number to the plat, and all utility signatures are required before the plat can be routed to the DRB for final signatures.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was the last thing you said, Ms. Gould?
I'm sorry, this is Nike
before
Gould.
Routing.
Before routing,
they need what?
We'll need utility signatures.
Oh, utility. Okay.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Sorry to jump in. We'll need Tom, add the application number as well. Make sure that I can't read it here.
Yeah, I did say that, Jay.
Oh, sorry.
Ms. Gould was speaking fast. Okay.
This is Tom Patrick. May I interject here?
Certainly.
Oh, thank you. So can we do this by delegation to hydrology? And so we add that note, and then when we submit with all our signatures and all, we can go directly to final plat signatures.
Mr. Armijo, are you able to take delegation for this? It seems within the realm.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Yes, that's no problem.
Okay. And what I'm eager to chime in on is if Mr. Patrick, if you could add that sidewalk waiver note, sidewalk waiver approved by the DRB, I think 818 is what Ms. Gould said, that should be on your plat to avoid, well, just to make it clear for everyone in the future that that was approved.
This is okay. Tom Patrick, we can certainly do that.
Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a preliminary final plat. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
And Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Somerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve with delegation for the cross lot drainage easement note to be added to the plat. Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
Yeah, I'm going to vote here in a second when I have my notes ready. This is Chair Wolfley, and I approve with delegation for the note of the sidewalk waiver to be added to the plat, the application number to be added, the utility signatures, and the AGIS-DXF file. And that will be for 8 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item 17, project PR 2021-5657, application number SD2021-192. Because the application meets the applicable requirements, all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to hydrology and planning to address the issues just stated, and that delegation is for 8 weeks.